From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The banksters are white-collar criminals, fraudsters. They know what they're doing. They took over Europe hundreds of years before they took over the United States. Very same cartel systems. Finance both sides of a war. Push social welfare nets really to control society. Create a dependent class. They know exactly what they're doing. And now they've gotten the pension funds, the city funds, the county funds, the water district, the school district, everything invested in the fraud. And so now they've created a giant black hole of derivatives impossible to pay off. But they hold everyone hostage saying, give us more, do what we say, or the whole thing comes down. It either comes down quickly and we become free, or it comes down slowly and they salami slice and take all of our liberties. Notice everything they do, government takeover of healthcare, really is social engineering. It's done slowly. It's phased in over 4 or 5 years. Everything they do is about fraud. Oh, it's the law you take vaccines. Oh, it's not really the law, but we want you to get a waiver, but a waiver to something that isn't the law. Everything is about color of law fraud with these globalists. And I beg you out there to become aware of this and to realize what's happening and to speak out to others because, again, it's not just some regular corrupt system we've got, people that just want money. The globalists want total power over our genetics, over our lives. They want to play God. And coming up in about 30 minutes after our guest leaves us, I'm going to premiere here on the radio. The video is red-linked up at Infowars.com. Humanity's greatest secret, dreams of the universe. And I don't have a religious show, but I don't hide when I'm passionate that I'm a Christian. And I don't mean a Christian like these Pharisees in the big churches, but that I believe in Christ. I have a relationship with God. I know the universe was created. I can feel the presence of God. I've had a lot of experiences that are private. It's like that Fleetwood Mac song, yeah, here they come, the crystal visions. Yeah, I keep my visions to myself. And when I put this video out, a lot of these Pharisees types, because obviously something powerful is going to scare people, are like, oh, my gosh, it's Luciferian, you know, saying the universe created us. No, I said we came out of the creation. Out of the universe, the creation, the globalist posing as atheist, the Satanists tell you that we were just burbled out of slime, not that we were created. But the point is that you got all these pinhead preachers who said the earth was flat, wasn't in the Bible. The Bible said it was round. The Quran said it's round for that matter. You've got all these pinhead preachers saying the earth 6,000 years old when the Bible says a day was as a year and a year was as a day. All these dogmas of men so that they could advertise against the church across the street and say, we've got the real doctrine, they're all going to hell. And then somebody leaves their church and goes across the street, no, they're going to hell. This show is about waking people up to the spiritual and cultural blindness of the plastic corporate culture. So that people will just think for themselves and realize there's more to the universe and realize the value of humanity. Realize that we can reach for the stars, that humanity has a better side. The globalists tell us we're trash, we're filth. Funny, these preachers are telling us that too. They tell us that we're trash, and the globalists tell us we're trash. But the truth is that we're made in the image of the Creator. We're not junk. And these preachers want to make you feel bad, so they're your God. You understand that? Instead of God being your God. They want to pray up on the hilltop in front of everybody instead of their prayer closet. So that's a little side issue. It was a small group of them. It's just that, my goodness, no wonder Christianity's dying all over the world. Because it's not real. What these people profess and put out is not real. And it's just amazing. But this isn't even religious, though. It's about how far humanity's come, the struggles our ancestors went through. And I do talk about evil breeding on this planet. That it's a fight between good and evil. Because it's a message to everybody to be aware of good and evil and to wake up to that larger fact. See, so many are deep in a trance. I'm trying to wake people up. They're in a trance. Then they can go get henpecked by the Pharisees all day who all know it all and don't have any stick in their eye. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know that we're in trouble when even Forbes magazine does an analysis of the UN Small Arms Treaty and finds, yes, this is written where they can register guns and then start banning them. No kidding, UNIDIR meeting. Just look it up at the UN when they first wrote this treaty. It's the same treaty today back in July of 2001, July 7th, said the civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. I don't know about you, but I don't think the state needs a power monopoly. In fact, can you imagine Thomas Jefferson hearing the U.S. government try to sign on to a treaty saying that civilians should have their guns all taken because the states have a monopoly of power? How about a separation of powers? Whereas I lean more towards total liberty and what extremists would call anarchy, I understand it doesn't work in large groups of people because there's always people that get together in gangs. And so, but that's what government turns into. So there's the anarchical capitalist argument right there. The point here is that we're repeating history right now. In Rome under Caesar or in Latin American or African countries or Asian countries today, it's military coups. President Eisenhower, in his farewell address, warned us of the military-industrial complex, beware. He went on to say the technocratic elite that controls it, though, that part's always left out. Go watch the full film. It's online. Just type in full farewell address Eisenhower. Sounds like Alex Jones. The point is, Army, or Alex Jones sounds like Eisenhower. Army manual outlines plan to kill Americans, demonstrators, you name it. That's the Infowars.com article. The one that broke it is HongPong.com. That's Dan Fite's site. Warning shot will not be fired. MPs trained in martial law in America. And it's a 300-plus page. Well, one part of it's 300. There's more. Gun confiscation, mortar attacks, mass slaughtering. I mean, you want North Korea, baby, you got it. And again, you got the Secretary of the Army coming out calling for all this in Foreign Affairs a month ago or so. The question is, why are they gearing up for this? And by the way, well, they say for collapse, as if it wasn't engineered. I've been telling you for 14 years, I've been on air 17, about the planned derivatives collapse. I learned about it from George Humphrey, former Austin City Council member, economist, but more importantly, successful businessman, showing he knows what he's talking about. And it all came true. Like, as soon as George is back in the country, because he lives all over the world, he's got houses everywhere. Can we get him back in here, George Humphrey? Because he'll never talk about himself. I've got to dig up those shows where he laid it all out. Anyways, we're here. We're talking to Dan Fite this segment and the next. Dan, I'm going to try to give you the floor. Folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv can actually see the documents. They're in your article. They're in our article. This is a public PDF. Ties into all the other re-education camp documents, all of it. What does this signify? Again, you're a journalist. You've worked the Capitol beat there in Minnesota, broken a lot of big stories. You ferreted this out. Give us your analysis of this piece of training that they're giving the Army.
Sure. Good to be with you, Alex, again, once again. Essentially, this document fits into an important larger context of similar documents, similar levels of planning for extended domestic military operations under the command of the central federal government. And so this one includes warrantless search and seizure. It includes a lot of talk about use of force inside military-operated domestic detention facilities. And it talks about searching for what they call dissidents / snipers and that kind of thing. And I think, if you're ever dealing with a situation where the military are on the streets of the United States, and in my personal experience, I worked at covering the 2008 Republican National Convention and the 2009 G20 conference in Pittsburgh, those were both events where domestic military activity was at a particularly high level, as they are national special security events, as the RNC and DNC will be later this year as well. And those events are used to kind of run through plans that are similar to this or like this or kind of the beginnings of implementation.
Yeah, they have snatch and grabs, you name it, because I like the city cordoning is in here too. Locking down cities is really friendly.
Right. Yeah, and so what I've discovered in early 2010 on a U.S. Army Corps of Engineer web server was a presentation that involved the national-level exercise, 2011 New Madrid Seismic Zone earthquake drill that was going on at that time, and accidentally left inside that PowerPoint were annotation notes about a different level of planning above this kind of training, and that plan is called Concept of Operations Plan, or CON Plan 3502. Which is held by the U.S. Northern Command, or NORTHCOM. The primary plan that NORTHCOM activates in coordination with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, each FEMA region has offices called DCO, or Defense Coordinating Offices, with about 20 or 30 or so military officers. And so CON Plan 3501 is the sort of nice plan that's used in the event of big disasters, activating helicopters. That's called Defense Support of Civil Authorities. So that's essentially NORTHCOM's like number one plan, and then their number two plan is called Civil Disturbance Operations, CON Plan 3502.
And that's all in law under John Warner Defense Authorization Act 2007.
Yeah. Yeah, and I should really point out that, again, if you want to get a real handle on how this domestic military situation works, be sure to look at something called the Domestic Operational Law Handbook for Judge Advocates. It has a big picture of the Statue of Liberty on the front of it. It's hosted on loc.gov, and that lays out a ton of detail. It talks about how it cites how CON Plan 3502 is the replacement for the old plan called Garden Plot, which was created in the 60s after the Kerner Commission reported on riots in the United States.
And really, it's a reissuance of Rex 84.
Yeah, so Rex 84 was another run-through of the Garden Plot type plan in the same way that a national special security
Here's the difference, though. I would guess, and you've done deep research on this as well, in fact, in some cases more than I, so give me your take on it. I would conservatively say there's probably 50 times the funding and actual training now than there was then. Everything looks like they're firing up the engines. They got the lights on. Before it was little documents and Congress freaked out. Now this is everywhere.
Right. I want to point out there's another level that's developed outside the Pentagon as well. Inside Department of Homeland Security, ICE, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, has developed a new agency that they've retitled Homeland Security Investigations in the last few months. And this used to be called the ICE OI, Office of Investigations. So if you've seen these pictures of giant trucks being moved around that look like, I think they're called MRAPs, they are military trucks adapted for domestic use, and they're enormous, and they're distributing these across the country. So these HSI units are being pretty much run out of the same offices as other Homeland Security Customs Enforcement offices.
But you agree with me that this is 50 times what it was in the 80s. I mean, they're going operational is my point.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, there are entire levels being built out on this. I just wrote up a quick blog post on this civil disturbance operations document, which was found by public intelligence.net. They do a great job. I really support their work. But we see more and more of these things being added up really quickly. And this new ICE, HSI, Homeland Security Investigations, they're getting their hands in everything. And one article I found said that they were the descendants of the cocaine cowboys of the 1980s, the SWAT teams that were tight with George Bush and the CIA stuff going on. So, you know, it just, we find like, and I was the first person to kind of like point out this new HSI agency in a blog post and sort of satirize the sort of silliness that they have going on, like literally landing black helicopters in an exercise of the Super Bowl, you know, and stuff like that. So they're building up more and more of these different bureaucracies. But if we can get a sense of them, if we can get people to kind of track in on what these things are doing, going through primary source documents that are coming out quite a lot. Also, you know, I want to point out, too, we need people to parse through document dumps. That's one thing that needs to happen. There's a good project called Echelon 2 with Barrett Brown that's looked at all these sort of data dumps that have come out of, you know, through Anonymous and things like that. And then there's another one, a group that's mainly based in Europe called Telecomics.
Yes. We got to go to break. Stay there. I'm going to come back and try to give you the floor for that final segment and get you back during the week because your work is so important. But what you're saying is it's not just Dan Fite. It's not just Alex Jones. It's not just the Electronic Frontier Foundation. This stuff's everywhere. And the globalists are hiding this military buildup against us under hundreds of different configurations. But the point is they're going operational. This isn't just plans. They're taking over. They got troops dressed up as police killing people right now.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF-42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.9660. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.3669, $8.1835 for a half ounce, or $409.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.3669, $8.1835, and $409.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got a special report I did on where did humanity come from? What is our prime directive?
Along the coach roads I did ride.
And do people care that we've got a group of social engineers in control directing human development? That's a fact. That's going on. Bill Gates is putting billions into a program. Here it is off a major university site for genetically engineered humans. These are the debates that are happening. And I know your preacher just says, oh, it's the end of the world. Don't worry about it. We're going to discuss it here. So powerful info coming up in the final two segments. Dan Feit, I'm going to get you back up for a full hour on the weekday show that's noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. But we've got about 10 minutes right now in this segment. We got a bunch of documents for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Radio listeners can go there tomorrow. We'll have the video of this radio interview posted so people can see it. But you've got the floor. Finish your points about this quickening, this acceleration as the iceberg of shadow government emerges to the surface.
I think overall the trend that I've seen accelerating is that, essentially the war has been kind of coming back home. Military contractor technology is now being resold using, Homeland Security as the big label for it. And there's a structure of grant programs that everybody should check out. Something called the Department of Justice, Bureau of Justice Assistance, assigns a ton of grants, and then that's like one of the major funding sources because local governments can't really afford a lot of this silly police state technology, like the big truck that Berkeley got, for example. I believe that came through something called the Department of Homeland Security Urban Areas Security Initiative, or UASI. That's another major one. We see states like Oklahoma, for example, getting really big into drone use. I was just looking. I think the domain is usa-ok.org. It's like an unmanned aerial vehicle like promotion association or something. So they're just trying to build out this thing as quickly as they can, not just in the United States, but all over the world. It's private. And the invasion of everybody's privacy is privatized. The coercion of people, whether it's private prisons or privatized, ankle bracelets and stuff.
They buy our politicians and then force us. And you keep calling it trucks. These are giant armored mega tanks out of a science fiction movie with weapons all over them.
The ICE, the Homeland Security Investigations Department, is getting these enormous trucks as well. And another thing, the last thing I was mentioning, there's a couple of good wikis out there that I really think are really good. One of them is the Echelon 2 wiki with Barrett Brown and the kind of anonymous researcher people. The other one is called Telecomics with an X, B-S-R-E. And they're doing sort of compiling all of these different communications and surveillance technologies that are, used in countries like Libya and Syria, so that big Western contractors, install police state technology in smaller cities to create what I think an expert said to James Bamford was the turnkey totalitarian state, and that's exactly what's happening. I think Glenn Greenwald said it well recently that in order to organize against, powerful and unfair, groups and figures, people need to be able to organize in privacy, and that's essentially what's been taken away from us and then now commodified in a Big Brother system. And so the document that sort of started this discussion, the Civil Disturbance Operations Military Police Planning Document from April 2006 that was used at the U.S. Army Military Police School in Fort McClellan, Alabama. That document, from the 2006 era, is very reflective of the behavior that the military had during Hurricane Katrina, confiscating firearms, contravening the Fourth Amendment against warrantless searches, which is exactly what they said.
Yeah, that was the training. What was the training?
Right. Exactly. They were trained to behave this way, and so that's what you got. It wasn't a full, quote-unquote martial law situation, but whenever there's an escalation in these things, it's really important to have an understanding of these documents and kind of get a handle on them. One other thing I want to mention, an old story from the Republican National Convention in the Twin Cities was I heard from multiple people there was something about text messages being tracked and some kind of display that they saw in police cars that...
No, that's confirmed. They've had that for about a decade, yeah. Anyone right. admits they track everybody's text messages.
Right. But we want to, try to figure out, how exactly this happens. And likewise, people had their houses searched on the basis of what seemed to be package tracking data.
They have hubs at all the telecoms since the 96 Telecommunications Act illegally running everything through it.
Right. And so I think if we can kind of start to identify the data APIs and where these different departments are kind of running this data through, it's not that hard to realize that what are called application program interfaces have been put into things like UPS and FedEx. And so when a national special security event comes to town, they forget about the Fourth Amendment. If you try to file a lawsuit in federal court, I know for a fact, because my friends tried, that the federal judge will not even read your entire filing before he throws it out. That is a fact. And there's just I don't know how you force a federal judge to even read your filings if they're not going to read them. But that's how they operate.
No. We've been captured by foreign corporate interests. There's no doubt.
At the mass arrest down by the river during the RNC, that judge did not even read the full filing. But I just want to also throw in, a friend of mine sent me a document called the Federal Interagency Geospatial Concept of Operations, or GeoConOps, of Department of Homeland Security. It's version 2.0, July 2010. I haven't even had the full time to read this thing, but it's got a lot of details about how these different agencies, the military and stuff, kind of operate. On page 10 of it, there's just one of the craziest diagrams I've ever seen of kind of showing how geographic data moves back and forth. It gets to something called the National Incident Management System, which is kind of the main sort of structure that FEMA runs to control incidents.
Listen, so 12 years ago, I was at Marine Corps Operations in Oakland, and they let us in to tents with projections with all the police, with everybody's individual tracker phone where they could go in. Everything was satellite watch. They had drones. And I had Marines come to my office a month after and say, "We're listeners. We want you to watch this." And they had drones watching us while we were there covering it. They used us, knowing we were going, as an enemy simulant.
Right.
So I was part of the exercise. That's how good their intel was, that I thought I was there getting all this, and they had drones watching me.
I think the New York Times just published a story about reporters in a domestic drone army training facility, and the drones were following cars driving around near the base. So
yeah, that's New York Times.
Yeah, I went to Washington, I think in December. It was cool. I actually got to go to an NDAA protest in the driving rain in front of the White House, and that was kind of a classic moment. But I saw drones flying around on the National Mall, sort of around above the protests and stuff. And they look a little weird because they aren't really moving at the normal speed, and they're usually pretty quiet. But the thing to look for is that they have little red taillights, because I think the FAA still imposes those rules. They just don't have a white strobe on the bottom, but you can still spot them by the red tail light. And I've heard that people saw them at Occupy protests on the West Coast as well.
Yeah, the drone following us, and I was only shown the tape, and the Marines left, and it was us getting out of our hotel, walking, and going to the thing. They were going, "Death Star 708, Death Star, we've got them." And it was, we went to the restaurant at 8 in the morning, we're at the Denny's, we go to the thing, and there are the Marines, totally illegally, following us, showing, and then, quote, they were friends coming to show me. I never knew if it was intimidation or if the Marines out of uniform were actually listeners, but they showed up at, this is 12 years ago or 10 years ago, at Access TV to show me this. It's amazing. Great job, bro. We're going to talk to you for a full hour this week. Colonel Craig Roberts of Army Intelligence, retired, is going to join us this week. He wants to talk about this. He's going to expose Operation Black Star. We're going to set you up, Dan Fite. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Look forward to having you back on later in the week. HongPong.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Our big report coming up on the destiny of humanity straight ahead. Tell your friends to tune in.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company?
You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing.
The mysteries of the universe. The age-old questions. Where did humankind come from? What is our ultimate destiny? The answers to these fundamental questions are hiding in plain view. We came from the universe. We came from all that is creation. We are part of the universe. We come out of this creation. The answer. The question. foundation of our existence is wonderment. The planet Earth is home to our species, orbiting a standard sun, two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy.
Here you see a super galaxy, a cluster of galaxies. Each one of these a galaxy on its own. Hundreds of billions photographed by Hubble. And Hubble isn't even getting out of our backyard.
We are in the middle of wonderment, the middle of incredible creation. Humanity has not even dreamed or the mind imagined the potential of our species. People say they want to travel to space as if it's some distant place when we are part of the universe, living on an incredibly rich and gorgeous planet. In the middle of the universe, with hundreds and hundreds of billions of photographed galaxies, themselves containing hundreds of billions of stars and planetary systems very similar to our own. Our planet is like a grain of sand at an endless beach. But still, despite the fact that it's so tiny, all of our species' history has taken place on this globe. All the kings, all the tyrants, the heroes, the families, the little children, the discoveries, the passions that were felt, all of those experiences have taken place here on this planet. And though our individual lives are finite, we are connected to our ancestors and their discoveries, their triumphs, their misfortunes. And we reach forward into the future towards our future progeny. And as long as our species is not destroyed, we truly live forever.
Of the countless species that have swum in the Earth's seas, flown in the sky, crawled across the plains, humanity is undoubtedly superior to them all. But that doesn't mean that we'll always be here.
Hundreds of thousands of species have lived on this planet, sometimes for millions of years before their species disappears, often suddenly. All we're left with is their fossils, snapshots, shadows of what they were. Look at this fantastic fossilized dinosaur skull. Was it the inspiration for the space jockey in Prometheus? Truth is stranger than fiction. All of the thousands and thousands of fantastic species, humanity needs to understand that our existence is just as fragile. Scientists hotly debate whether it was a meteorite, a comet, or other outside threat that destroyed the dinosaurs. With humans, our main threat is ourselves. We've had the power to do it for more than 60 years. And every day we see different scientific installations having disasters.
We are the equivalent of gods to Stone Age men. And we can't afford to make the mistakes they made because we will destroy ourselves with the technologies that we have developed. So far in our history, technology has been neutral. It is a promising tool that could allow us to grasp an infinite future. But at this time, the entire development of these systems is in the hands of the globalists, super predators who have a lustful disdain and hate for humanity.
Globalist social engineers openly talk about the population of the planet like we're little animals in petri dishes to be manipulated, to be controlled, to be tested upon. Foster children and U.S. military personnel have had chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals tested on them for more than 60 years because the elite believe that they're nothing but unconscious animals.
I'm asking humanity to realize that a very small group of inbred, unhappy, twisted, and wicked people have seized control of human development and are attempting to establish a total control system of technocratic surveillance and dehumanization. It is now that we must begin to struggle against their bureaucracy, fighting their 1984 system with liberty and freedom and enlightenment and truth until the levers of technological development are leveraged from the hands of the globalist. Humanity has a very dark future. The real threats facing humanity are not the fake environmental threats that Al Gore and the UN bring you. They are unchecked cross-species genetic engineering.
Tens of thousands of biotech companies, universities, and governments randomly splicing viruses, bacteria from plants and animals, and then injecting them into other animals.
This is already giving rise to mutated viruses and bacteria and an irrevocable vandalization of the genetic code of the planet.
High-tech chemical and, most importantly, biological weapons development. Unchecked nanotech, the artificial creation of black holes, antimatter weapons that the Air Force admits they've developed, and new viral vaccines coming out that re-engineer the brain by attacking certain ganglii systems so that you can no longer feel emotions. We've seen one of the biggest mutual funds, Fidelity Investments, come out and talk about synthetic biology.
Within 50 years, we may have invented more organisms in the lab than we've identified in nature. It's synthetic biology, and it could be the defining technology of the 21st century.
And how within just a few years, they're going to overwrite every major life form on this planet without asking you. That's a trillion times what Monsanto does, planting their crops next to yours. Their crops then infect your crops, and they come and charge you with copyright infringement when they polluted your property. All of this is being rolled out now. We are under a massive and sustained offensive by the Technocratic Psychopath Guild, known as the New World Order, to fully dominate and wipe out most of humanity so they can control the next phase of our development.
The United Nations, Ray Kurzweil, all these different transhumanists openly say that they're not giving anybody a choice, that they're going ahead in this attempt to evolve humans and merge us with machines.
We intend to create a new vector for civilization, aimed at constant human development and evolution. The brain is transplanted into an avatar being. Man receives new, expanded life. The era of neo-humanity.
And they believe that they know what the outcome is going to be without even having a public discussion. They believe that they govern the future evolution, as they call it, of our species. That's why we're doing this news report, in the hope that people will look up from the dirt and the television programs and sitcoms and football games that don't matter, that are put there to distract you from the real world, the whole universe going on around you, so that we can have a real debate as a species about our future.
And see that there is an entire universe around you of ideas, and that we can chart our future. We can chart our future. If we don't respect our species, if we forget our ancestors and the lessons they taught us, and if we don't learn from the struggles they went through, we're not going to survive as a species. You see, we as humans have this instinctive feeling that we've been here forever. When we read the writings of Plato, written more than 2,000 years ago, or William Shakespeare, 500 years ago, their words are spoken alive in our minds. This is communicating with people in the past. And like electricity, it gives us a clear connection to them and the present towards the future. That, my friends, is magic. And that's why our species is timeless. Why have all human societies going back thousands of years scraped their names on tree trunks or on cave walls? Because there is a fundamental human need to communicate forward into the future. It's ingrained in us to teach those that come after us the experiences we had so that they don't relive the mistakes that we made, and so they will learn from the good things that we discovered. We communally share in the knowledge that our species has developed. This is what's different about mankind versus all the... I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond
Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here is the conclusion of humanity's greatest secret of your radio listener. See the full video report at InfoWars.com. It's red linked at the top. This will take us out until tomorrow. We'll be live on the radio. It's developed. This is what's different about mankind versus all the hundreds of thousands of species that have come and gone on this planet in its ancient history. We are able to change our environment. We are able to grasp that we're finite. And we are able to construct systems and languages and sciences of mathematics, just as we can decipher the hieroglyphs in Egyptian caves and know what they were thinking 4,000 years ago. We can go back 500 years ago to William Shakespeare. In Shakespeare's Hamlet, they are burying someone and accidentally dig into the grave of a man who had taken care of Hamlet when he was a child. And Hamlet, in awe, looks at the brow ridges and the face of the skull that was his childhood babysitter and says, I laughed at your jokes. You carried me on your shoulders 1,000 times, and now look at you. You're nothing but a skull. How could it be? You were there full of life and everything, and you're gone. You're gone forever. But he's not really gone forever, because just as William Shakespeare's words continue on, your knowledge, discoveries you make, are passed on. That's what's so amazing about humanity. We can argue all day if there's life after death. But I know one thing. We're alive and sentient right now. And ideas that we develop, art that we create, lives on forever. And even if you don't believe in God, look at the beauty and the majesty of the universe. The universe doesn't make junk. And so don't ever think you're garbage. Don't ever let the system make you feel insecure and hollow inside, hoping that you never advance in your hierarchy of needs. They want to keep you stunted while they live and we sleep. While they are conscious, while we are in a dream state.
The planet's social engineers openly talk about us as animals, and they see the society they've constructed as an artificial habitat meant to keep us from ever discovering the wider, real world.
It's time to really get outside the box. It's time to realize the wonder that's all around you. If we go back to the Greek philosopher more than 2,000 years ago, Plato, he wrote an allegory or an analogy of people chained inside a cave. Their only reality is images dancing on a wall, a puppet show in front of a fire. And one of them is able to break out and go up to the surface and sees deer and the sun and the moon and the whole world and tries to come back and warn people. And they say, hey, shut up. We've got a lot invested in this mirage. We want the mirage, not the real thing out there. It is our job to try to break people out of this matrix and to see how incredible and magical this universe and this world is. And to realize that we have value. We're special. What do we see through the controlled corporate media? That humanity's a disease, that the world would be better off without us.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet.
It looks like you've got a case of the humans.
Bad humans.
They multiply over 300,000 a day, consuming anything that crosses their path.
The establishment is preparing us with a psychological race consciousness memory that we're trash and that we're bad and that we shouldn't have a survival instinct.
Earth is just the start. Who knows what's next?
They are openly preparing to release biological weapons to reduce the population. This is the real development, not sitcoms on television. The real world is going on around you while you're turning your life over to a television that is literally programming you. Think about what the social engineers feed us. Every television ad, every big blockbuster film has messages crammed into it. You have men going and fantasizing that only Batman or the Incredible Hulk could defeat threats, not the average person. That sports icons are all that matters. And that we're all basically garbage and only this Madison Avenue Hollywood system matters, when it is only a tiny part of the overall spectrum of life going on this planet. And it's a facsimile. It's a prosthesis. It's a fake. It's a fraud. Consciousness is unspeakably incredible. The real world is an infinity more valuable and fulfilling than the fraud that is mainline television and all of these films and this dumbed-down culture that seeks to keep you shuttered inside the cave, to make you feel small and to make you feel like you need the images they project on the wall more than you need the real world waiting right up those steps on the surface. And even when you make it to the surface out of the cave, you're only here on this planet, and outside of it is the larger cave. And still more. You must leave one box and then leave another and still leave another. This is the human experience. This is the electric magic and the wonderment of consciousness and being awake. The doors to the universe and the things we can't even imagine are standing open to us. Don't let their false paradigms and false roadmaps be injected like viruses into your mind. The dreams of your ancestors, the dreams of the universe, the dreams of everything wholesome and good flows like living water out of the space-time continuum. Beauty is all around us. The wind in the trees in the summer, the sunrise, moonset, the ocean, seagulls. When you were a child spraying a water hose up into the sky and looking at the droplets like they were jewels in the air. Your children, your grandmother, your grandfather, feeling that first gust of autumn wind on your cheeks, looking up and seeing the stars at night. Everything is a miracle. The fact that you can recognize beauty, the fact that you know when something is wholesome and good, shows that you recognize what is beautiful and wholesome in the universe. You resonate with the good. You recoil from the bad. And because the bad seizes control of the power structures so that it can unnaturally thrive and operate, you pull back saying, ooh, I don't want to go there. I don't want to resist them. But by doing that, you turn the world and the universe over to evil. We cannot allow the planet Earth to become a beachhead of the satanic forces that have bred here. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And there is incredible beauty and creation and power and mission and destiny on this planet. This is an amazing place. And that's why the forces of evil are here as well. And we are in a struggle, not just for this planet, but in the universe around us. Think how far humanity has come in the last 6,000 years. Think of where we could go. As the Bible says, the ear has not heard, the eye has not seen what is in store for us. We are at the jump point for our civilization, for our species. Everything we do now will govern the future of human development forever. Humanity is only in an embryonic phase now. If we're able to continue our development, we are made in the image of the creator of the universe. We are creators. We are powerful. But now we've got to face the predators of our own species and the computers we've created in the final battle to decide if humanity will move to the next level, a type 1 civilization. And what is a type 1 civilization? A type 1 civilization can survive even if its home world is destroyed. That should be the prime goal of Homo sapiens sapien. What do you think your ancestors, if they could look into our dimension and our time today, would want? They would want us to survive and thrive and move into the future. That's all past generations wanted, was for their children and progeny and their clan to live. That's the basic human imperative. And to do that, you've got to develop technologies, you've got to be passionate, you've got to be truthful, you've got to build, you've got to be strong. That is the launch pad for the next level of human development. So that's the question. Will we become extinct like so many other species? We can go to space, we can create computers, we can theorize quantum mechanics, Picasso, Beethoven. Can we take control of our destiny? Can we have a species-wide debate about our system? Or is death of humankind all that's waiting in our future? That decision, to a great extent, depends on you. So the ball is in your court.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Intro.